Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Numbers 526 to 663. M.R., Number 531. Letter to Lucinda Hall. It is 5 o'clock. I improved this opportunity while the yet nameless one is asleep. Send him a name. He needs much attention. Never did I miss you as now. We have had Addie Jones to help us, but I should wish to be delivered from such help. She is just good for nothing. Shall not keep her after this week. I employed her that Jenny might be released to take care of me and tend the baby, but instead of that, Jenny did the washing and I was left without help until about 4 o'clock and felt almost crazy with weakness. I told her to tell Jenny I must have help. She said to her, "Sister White says she will want you this afternoon." That night I could not sleep, and Monday was very weak and could not sleep Monday night. Sister Kellogg came for me yesterday and took baby and me home with her, and we spent the day, had a good visit. Last night I rested, yet my back is weak, and I am so lame I cannot get around much. I went upstairs once on my knees to get these things together for the poor. Tchaikovsky is quite poor, and we shall send a box to them in about 4 weeks. Mr. Warren's little girl is dead. Died with croup very suddenly. They had no little chemise to lay her out in, got one of Mary Loughborough. The family, we find, are destitute of almost everything. They must have help or suffer this winter. Dr. King is near his end, can live but a few weeks. Lucinda, I found a pair of shoes in the poor box. Do you know whom they are from, so as to credit them to the giver? And there is a bundle of clothing, a small petticoat, a shirt, nightdress, and a few such articles. Do you know who from? They must have been handed in when I was sick. We have heard from James often. He is somewhat encouraged and thinks much of Brother Snook and Brother Hull. Lucinda, had I seen how much I needed just such a girl as you with me this winter, I should have made a strong plea for you to stay. But there you are at home, and nothing, I suppose, will tempt you to leave it. I don't blame you, but I miss you so much I sometimes wish you had never come. I have a long cry now and then, and it does me good. I feel better afterwards. My babe is a fat, healthy fellow, and takes all my strength to tend him. He is as large as a child 3 months old. I can't endure to see things all in confusion about the house. Jenny does all she can, but she can't do everything around the house and tend baby too. I wish I were with you, but this cannot be. Sister Benedict has taken a class in Sabbath school, your class. Brother Frisbee has moved back to the creek. We have had earnest seasons of prayer that the Lord would increase my strength. Do pray for me. I need help. I need strength. We send love to you and all your family. In haste, signed, Ellen G. White. No sewing done since you left. Released May 20th, 1977.